And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of July, 2009. J.F. Powers, born on this day, 1917, Jacksonville, Illinois, Catholic family, very Protestant town. Powers went to Catholic school, was a great basketball player, worked odd jobs during the Great Depression. World War II started. He was unemployed, living in Chicago, which he loved because there were interesting people there, and jazz singers and pacifists, which he was himself, refused to join the war, was sent to a federal prison in Sandstone, Minnesota. He was paroled, went to work as an orderly in a hospital in St. Paul, and wrote Fiction at Night, which he published in 1947, the collection Prince of Darkness, many of them about Catholic priests in Minnesota. His novel Mort Durbin won the National Book Award when it came out in 1962. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, born in Zurich in 1926. Went to medical school, married an American. They moved to this country, University of Chicago. She worked with terminally ill patients there and asked them to talk to her about death. She thought that doctors and nurses and medical students ought to listen to terminally ill patients, though many people in the profession disapproved of her work. She wrote a book, On Death and Dying, a big bestseller, in which she outlined the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. A book that paved the way for hospice care. 1889, the Wall Street Journal was founded. Three journalists who were interested in finances, Charles Dow, Edward Jones, and Charles Bergstresser. They founded the company Dow Jones and Company. They put out a little four-page afternoon letter delivered to customers, business news, which on this day in 1889 came to be called the Wall Street Journal, 2 cents per issue. It's the birthday of Rafi Kavukian in Cairo, 1948, Armenian parents. When he was 10, they moved to Toronto. He got a guitar, he started playing in coffee houses, did all right as a folk singer, and then his mother-in-law, who was a preschool teacher, asked Rafi if he'd record some songs for her. He didn't know many children's songs, but the album was popular, so he borrowed $4,000, recorded singable songs for the very young, and he went on to become an internationally famous children's singer. Songs like Baby Beluga and Shake My Sillies Out. Also author of a book, Child Honoring, How to Turn This World Around. And it's the birthday of the novelist Anna Quinlan, born in Philadelphia in 1953, went off to become a reporter for the New York Times and then a columnist. People thought she was in line to become deputy editor of the paper, but then she quit in 1995 because she really wanted to write fiction. Since then, she's published a number of novels, Black and Blue, Blessings, Rise and Shine. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff, entitled Blue Suburban. Out in the elegy country, summer evenings, it used to be always 6 o'clock or 7, where the fountain of the willow always wept over the lawn, where the shadows crept longer but came no closer, where the talk was brilliant, the laughter friendly, where they all were young and taken by the darkness in surprise that night should come and the small lights go on in the lonely house down in the elegy country, where the bitter things were said and the drunken friends steadied themselves away in their courses for industrious ruin or casual disaster under a handful of pale, permanent stars. Blue Suburban by Howard Nemiroff, from the selected poems of Howard Nemiroff, published by Swallow Press, Ohio University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.